Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. This is October 1st, 2008. And this evening, it's sunset. According to the scriptural directives, it is the Feast of Shouting, or the Feast of Trumpets, otherwise known as Rosh Hashanah, which was introduced after the Jews were taken in exile into Babylon. But regardless, it is a set time. We are in determined times of the living God. These are perilous days, dire days, very important days to be walking closely to the Lord. Right now I'm en route to visit my family in California. I left here a little over 3 years ago at the direction of the Lord. As God had given me a message, I call it the alarm. Many things the Spirit of God had illuminated to me through the Spirit and harmonizing with the Scripture about the end of the age, the signs of the times, just preceding Jesus Christ's return to the earth. God had said, sound the alarm in my holy mountain. God had got my attention and given me many things to share, and that's my motivation, is to be faithful to God and to help the people see and to hear, and to run to Him, to seek His face, to hear His voice, and to hide in the very covert of the Lord through these days. You know, God is so kind and loving and gracious. He has intended that men be blessed. He sent the Redeemer into the world, His own only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. He was buried. For 3 days He rose again, according to the Scripture. And He was seen by over 500 people, according to the Scripture. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the King. He's the Lord. We are to respect Him, fear Him, walk carefully before the Lord. Because this is a clash that's coming between God Almighty, His King, Jesus, and the rebels of the world. Are you going to be a rebel, or are you going to be a servant of the Lord? And the Spirit of God is convicting men of sin, righteousness, and judgment to this very hour. As I come even to visit my family, and I realize I can see many people, I realize the Spirit of God will give me the words what to share. But Jesus has even taught us that you can only speak to the degree that people are open to hear. And according to what people are willing to hear, how open they are, it's given to them. There's such a difference between the kingdom of God, true worship to the Lord, serving Him, and religion. Can you see that? Religion has always failed. It has the entrapments, uses the things of God, but it's a facade. It's an illusion from the surface. But God's looking at the heart. God's looking for obedience. People to hear Him and do what He says. I said these are dire days, perilous times, and this is what the Scripture has told us. We want to be lifting up our heads right now if you're a follower of Jesus, rejoicing, because the things that He said would come to pass are arriving in our day. They're now being talked about on the radio, the TV, on the internet, people's homes. But still, the people do not perceive. This is a time to stop sinning. Put away the gods, the idols, the self-centeredness, the lying, the sensuality, the things that have offended God. Put those things away. Repent. Get right before Him. If you do that, just God will see you through these days, because they're going to be dark. Problematic, traumatic. There'd be much people crying for the loss that comes in his days. People also that repenting will be crying because of the weight of their sin is forgiven and lifted. Unto him whom sins much, God gives much grace. But as you read the book of Revelation, and you see the catastrophic judgments that are put into the earth to lead men into repentance, to acknowledge God Almighty, people become insolent and refuse. God will strike the water, strikes the food, strikes the land, plagues, pestilence, wild animals, signs in the heavens, extreme heat. The people move on and harden themselves. They even choose men as leaders rather than Jesus Christ as their leader. Who is your Lord? Who is your God? You will learn the folly of having yourself as your own God. If you're still following a man that is in rebellion to God, and you refuse to submit to the King Jesus Christ, you will learn the folly of that as well. Right now there's a worldwide economic crisis, unprecedented, as God deals with the largest economy in the world that has ever existed in the United States of America. This has been forming. It's a massive wave, a crusting wave, economic collapse that will ripple across the world. People's home values dropping like a rock. Massive devaluation. Banks are failing. People are losing their jobs, their homes, their retirement, the things that they trusted in. Put your trust in the Lord. We haven't seen anything yet. The amazing thing is, as these judgments come, chaos will come. And the governments will have to bring it into control. They'll seek to put things in order, and the noose is being tightened upon the people. There'll be people repenting. There'll be people finding God. There'll be people hearing the voice of the Lord. People coming out of religion to know the Lord. Will there be revival in institutional religion? I dare say, very minimal. We can see this as a precedent during the days of the prophet Jeremiah and the other prophets. We can see this during the days of Jesus when there was an elaborate temple and the people worshiping in synagogues. But where was the glory of God? Why did the religious system in that day refuse the one that had come in the Father's name, Jesus Christ himself? They hated him, sought to destroy him as he spoke the words of the Father, as he ministered in his power. They sought a way to destroy him. And in the fullness of that time, they executed him, thus fulfilling the scripture, thus fulfilling the redemption of mankind by faith in his blood. There'll be move of God as the word of God comes forth. People hear the word of the Lord and they respond with conviction, and they'll change, they'll repent before the Lord. Like in the days of Jesus with John the Baptist, outside in the wilderness is a voice crying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He prepared the people for the coming of the Lord, the Messiah, Jesus. And now in this age, and in this day, there are also men with the same spirit that John the Baptist ministered, the spirit of Elijah, calling the people to repent. not playing games, not trying to align with Caesar, pleasing Caesars, not as servants to Caesar, but servants to God. Ladies and gentlemen, as the economy crashes and sets in play like dominoes, one thing affecting another in a chain reaction, a shortage of food, a shortage of water, turmoil, chaos, wars, nations aligning to grab resources, and great stress in the nations. The only way you're going to have peace is by being humble and obedient to the Lord, declaring His kingdom is coming in great power. There's a restriction in the land. A restraint. Judgment is here. In Hebrews 11:7, says by faith, Noah, being warned by God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his household. Hebrews 11:7. Scripture is so important because it was an unprecedented event that God would flood the earth with water. There was a righteous man named Noah, upright, a preacher of righteousness. And the word says that God spoke to him and gave him a command how to build the ark. He gave him the very dimensions of what to do, how to do it. And it says he moved with fear and prepared an ark that brought deliverance to his family. How important is it to hear God? How important is it to obey God? How important is it to be obedient to the Lord, living a life that pleases Him? How many other people in that day were hearing God's voice? How many people today in our world hear God's voice? What Jesus told us was, beware lest your heart be overcharged with overeating and overdrinking, and you do not perceive the days. See, when you're about this world's things, eating, drinking, and the affairs of life, it can choke God's word. It becomes unfruitful. You lose your spiritual discernment. You lose your perception. And you can't see the obvious. These are unprecedented times, like Noah's day. These are times spoken of by the apostles and the prophets. It's a great day. A great day to rise and shine. Stand up for the hour. Don't be halfway serving God. Serve God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength. Give God your best. Repent. Get right with Him. What an event that we're in, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You want to know His voice, because the multitudes will rise up in insolence against the Lord. Look at the book of Revelation. It's absolutely amazing. God looses the seals. He looses the judgments. And they refuse to repent of their sorceries, their murders, their adulteries, their lying. They refuse. Deception that takes place in the earth is profound. Listen, they're not going to be able to save this economy. God will confound their counsels. They'll fail. And as it is written, a leader will come, a king, a man that's filled with Satan himself, that will deceive the nations. That will be a blasphemous leader that will actually lead the world to worshiping Him. beast, the Antichrist, a replacement for Jesus. And those who do not love God, love the truth, will believe the lie. It will come to pass that they will bring forth an economy and a worldwide power that will be required to have a mark in your forehead or in your hand, the name of the beast, the number of his name. The mark, the number of the man is 666. You will not be able to buy or sell without that mark. And he that takes that mark and worships him, that image of that man, burn in the lake of fire. If you do not know the Lord now, and you do not perceive these days, you don't know the Word of God, how will you endure the greatest time of deception that ever existed? There will be kings that rule with this Antichrist leader. There will be miracles taking place at that time when he deceives the nations. This is so profound. Seek the Lord and live. Listen to his voice. Worship him. Behold him that's invisible. Know your Lord. Know your God. Know that you're bought with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. He can change you. He can deliver you. Whatever is ailing you, whatever is holding you in bondage, God has called you to be delivered, to be free. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you are to be free in the name of Jesus Christ. You are to be free from the world and free from lust. That way you go forth in his name and you deliver others the same way that you were delivered. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. This great day, this great hour to serve the Lord. As things come to a close in this age, watch this economy crash. Food shortage, pestilence, plagues, fears. But you can give people the answer, the Lord Jesus Christ. The good news is, he is the King. He is the King of the Jews. He is King of Israel. His kingdom has no end. Repent today and believe on Jesus. Serve him.